with Sweet Talk My Heart. All right, we got your headlines. Going to let you know what's happening weather-wise. Also, Jude has everything you need to know, according to, well, in line with sports anyway. And then we're going to continue chatting to Ami Faku, who is in the building. If you've got any questions, you can send them through. But also, if you don't, it's fine, because I literally could be chatting to her for ages and ages and ages. Let's check out what's happening around the world.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa has assured South Africans that government is working to restore stability at Eskom and ensure its capability to deliver energy. And the Free State Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs says it will soon send a disaster management team to areas affected by floods in Bloemfontein. Today's weather: Pretoria and Mbombela 25 degrees, Joburg and Polokwane 23, Mahikeng 26, Bloem 30, Kimberley 35, Cape Town and Durban 28, PE and East London 29, and Pietermaritzburg 27.
Well, it's match day 4 in the group stage of the CAF Champions League. South African outfit Mamelodi Sundowns have the chance to stretch their lead at the top of the group when they go up against USM Alger at 3 p.m. In the APSA Premiership, there's 3 matches to check out today. Baraka FC take on Polokwane City at 3:30. At the same time, Highlands take on Stellenbosch. Then at 8:15, Chippa United, they play Maritzburg United. And in case you missed it last night, Ollie McBurney scored the only goal of the game as Sheffield United beat West Ham in the Premier League. The win moves the Blades up to 5th on the table, and Saturday starts with the London derby between Crystal Palace and Arsenal at 2:30. Chelsea host Burnley at 5 p.m. At the same time, 2nd place Leicester City play Southampton, who they beat 9-0 earlier in the season. Man United also in action at 5 p.m. playing Norwich City. Then the tie of the weekend sees unbeaten league leaders Liverpool playing at Tottenham at 7:30. And taking you to the Dakar Rally happening in Saudi Arabia, Carlos Sainz leads the car category. South Africa's Toyota Gazoo Racing doing well as well. Nasser Al-Attiyah sits in 2nd place, Janiel de Villiers in 7, and is followed by Bernard Ten Brinker. 2-time Formula One champion Fernando Alonso, who is also with the South African team, sits in 16th place. At the SA Open at the Randbach Golf Club, Finland's Tapio Pulkkinen, he has a 1-stroke lead over 5 players ahead of round 3 today. And at the ATP Cup, Serbia up against Russia at the moment, Novak Djokovic beat Daniel Medvedev 6-1, 5-7, 6-4 to put Serbia 2-0 up. And a bit later, Spain up against Australia. Rafa Nadal in action in that one from 9:30. Jude van Veek, 5FM Sport.
Extra. Extra. Extra.
Lifa, how's it going, man?
I'm fine, and yourself?
All right, Lifa, let's see how smart you are. We're going to give you the first 3 questions. No pressure. Which ANC politician has former President Jacob Zuma accused of being a traitor?
Listen properly. Lately.